This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
There's a reason why you should never work with animals, children, or siblings. Murphy's Law Radio Show, only on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9, Murphy's Law this afternoon on your Monday. Hello, troops. I was going to say Tim, but he's not here. He's out.
You're looking at me too.
Hello, Anna Murphy.
Hello, Dollface. Hello, Damien. How you going, Joysters? Good afternoon.
Now, if you
were tuning in. Can I just say, that's my song.
If you're tuning in.
Sweet bit of
and you heard nothing for about 2 minutes, we had a little technical problem there.
Yes.
Just time out, really.
Just a little time out for the studio. Just have
exactly.
A rest.
Exactly. We are flying a little bit. You and I are flying a little bit solo this afternoon without Tim.
One of us is flying a little bit solo, which would be me, because one other of us went and enjoyed all that Pride is.
Oh, so what? They throw a Pride festival and I'm not allowed to enjoy it.
No, I know. But, you're still
a
in.
Lot of, I was very proud, out and proud. And
it seems like a lot of your soul might still be at the St Kilda Bowling Club.
Apparently so. I ended up on a floating inflatable unicorn.
If anyone's playing along at home, this is, I think, 3 out of 4 weeks since we've been back off leave.
You know what the problem with it is? We keep having all these gay festivals on Sundays.
Never used to affect
Can't we do it on a Saturday?
Friday breakfast?
No. We've got a ripper show coming
ripper.
Up. Even though Tim is the mortar that holds the bricks together. We don't have him, but we've got our producer Damien here. He's going to keep us in control. And if you want to join the show, let us know, 0427JOY949, honourofjoy.org.au. I do want to hear from people because, I say I'm out and proud and went to the Pride March and whatever, which I did.
Did you just say you were on a blow-up rainbow unicorn?
That's another story.
I'm very impressed with that.
I ended up on a very, very big unicorn. I just want to make mention too that I was so geared up and so keen for it, but I missed the memo that must have gone out to the general public that the Pride March started at 11 a.m.
Yeah, so we constantly have conversations about you and paying attention and reading emails and things. So am I surprised that you missed the email?
I missed the whole parade.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not surprised. But I don't think anyone playing along at home would be surprised by that.
No, I don't think either. So. Let us know. Did you get down
did
there?
Did anybody else think it was on it too?
I didn't realise. I'm a big social media person. I did not see anything on social media saying it was going to be a 11 a.m.
Look, if I'm honest, I didn't read anything either.
No.
But then I didn't go.
No.
Terribly sorry, all. I couldn't make it yesterday.
That's okay. I missed it. But if people went to it, yes, I want to find out, A, did you enjoy it? Because I missed the whole
thing. And what was your highlight?
What was your highlight? Did you like the new time that it started, which was 11 a.m.? Or did it rupture your day?
Was it very hot down there yesterday?
Really hot at the bowls club.
I'm very impressed with people that got out and did things yesterday because there's a lot of people. And, I just hid in my home.
Yes. As you do.
In the air conditioning. Well, in fairness, because I have a puppy, as we all know, and there's been a lot of mummy being out long periods of time over the last week.
Have you been neglecting the pooch?
No. In and out. Mm. But she's been out in the back, like, with the cat a lot. So I thought, right, we're going to just batten down the hatches and we can all stay in the air conditioning.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to do, but unicorns were waiting. A lot of glitter down
there,
too.
I knew there was unicorns waiting. I would have gone.
I think you should have. Joy 94.9, Murphy's Law this afternoon. That sounded croaky, didn't it?
Well, it did a bit. But
sorry.
What was that
Pride
song?
March. I don't know. I felt like I was back in 1975.
I loved it.
Great. Great moves. Unlike the moves from Maroon 5 at the Super Bowl, what happened?
I know. Now, controversy.
I've just seen it. Social media's gone crazy.
Just happened, people.
Wow.
Now,
I only saw the bit where Adam Levine took his top off.
Oh, okay. Well, that's enough for everyone to get. Just
good.
Stop there.
Right.
Just all sit and watch that. I would like to say to the people organising the Super Bowl, you've had Madonna coming in on a chariot.
Yes. Didn't she
you've
look
had
good?
Katy Perry flying around the roof.
Oh, we loved her.
You've had, I think.
Was she flying around the roof?
We've had, Michael Jackson
Good
before.
Lord.
We've had Prince doing amazing things. We had Lady Gaga jumping off the roof.
Yes.
Who thought it was a good idea to put Maroon 5 on there anyway?
Maroon 5 are very much a good to hear on the radio
tune. Like a band at a bar.
Yeah, they're not really your halftime.
Are they? they?
Smorgasbord.
And they're being ripped apart, which is sad because...
Sad, because he's very good looking. I love him.
He could just sit in a room and I'll just stare at him, which is creepy, I know.
The halftime entertainment in your place.
So I haven't seen it yet, but everybody's saying it's shocking.
It's gone crazy. I'm just seeing more messages rock up now. It's just flooding people.
The thing is,
he
does tend to sound like he's singing with one note.
Yeah, he's only got one note.
But they just did all their hits, so it would have just been like hearing one note song the whole time.
We should make mention Kylie's listening. She loves our show. We hadn't really said anything, Kyle.
No, but she said, I love you guys. Every Monday you put me in hysterics with your hysteria. Trust me, it is hysteria in here. Do you know what? It's hot as Hades. So we're going to make a little change of studio.
Well, it was 37.
I need to let them know that.
37 degrees yesterday, and I reckon all the heat
everything
ended up in this studio.
Everything is just in Studio 3, which we broadcast out of.
Sweating out of my eyeballs.
Oh, it's really
warm. My retina's about to fall out, actually.
It's very good for you.
What?
It's very good for your skin. I feel like we're broadcasting from Bali at the moment.
Really good, isn't it? We've got half a million listeners.
Half a million.
Who would have thought?
I don't think all of them are tuning into this show. Now, I want to hear from the listeners. What happened yesterday? Tell me all your stories, please. 0427 Joy and 949.
Well, I just want to know, did anyone else miss Pride March because they changed the time?
At joy.org.au.
They should be almost like, you know how Batman has a...
A gay beacon.
A gay beacon. You need a gay beacon in the sky, just like Pride March has changed times.
It's just in the shape of Dolly Diamond up in the skies.
I would have loved to see it.
Saying, the time's changed.
I had a big rainbow cape. I was all decked out, ready to go.
Did you?
Yes.
Lies.
Yeah, missed the whole thing.
More lies.
Now, you had a little story in the paper today.
I'm furious about this. This is just, things have gone mad in the world. Julie Andrews, Mary Poppins.
Yep.
Her character in that movie has now been branded a racist because of the chimney sweep scene where she has too much soot on her face.
Oh, please.
Some professor has acknowledged that Poppins' face is sooty because she's gone up the chimney, but then said her face gets covered with soot, but then she, instead of wiping it off, she gamely powders her nose and cheeks and gets even blacker. And that bloke probably lives in a mansion in Manhattan with too much bloody time on his hands.
I'm sure he does.
I'm furious.
You are furious,
I know.
I can tell.
Like, I don't understand
if
how the
world like
works.
If you would like to join Anna's rant, 0427 Joy 949.
There's so much I would like to say, but because we're a community broadcaster and we don't have a dump button, imagine that I have explained myself.
Yeah, kind of.
With multiple expletives. Mm-hmm. There you go. I'll leave it up to your filthy imaginations to just fill in the gap.
Something's going weird in your head, isn't
it? What do you mean? That's something to, we've known that.
You're I know doing stand-up comedy, right?
Yeah.
And part of that is you do observation comedy.
Well, this is
the most observant person.
No, and this is the thing. I don't even know myself, I think. This is becoming the problem. And I just worked it out the other day because I have been saying to people that ask, I do observational comedy. Yeah. But it's become really apparent that I don't observe anything.
No, would you like to tell the listeners why?
Like, I'm not really, I don't watch the news because it depresses me. So I don't really read the newspaper unless
so
I come
you've
in
got
here.
No information at all.
No. And then, many things have happened in the past, as we know, which I talk about on here. Like, I had my car towed from outside your house 3 years in a row on the same public holiday. The only reason it didn't happen a fourth time was because Team Murphy moved house.
Yeah.
That had a car park in it.
Let's explain to the listeners what happened last week.
Yeah, so I went on the very, very, very hot day, because we've been off for 2 weeks, so we haven't talked to you all about this. But the very, very, very hot day where it got to 46 degrees or something, 44 in Glen Huntly. Mm-hmm. So I took myself very early in the morning because my new sneakers had given me blisters.
That's right.
This is too much information, but I just like to give you a backstory. So I took myself up to Glen Ira Pool because I'm new to the area.
Why wouldn't you?
Glen Ira Memorial Pool and had a beautiful swim. I even took a photo of it and put it on Instagram because I was like, oh, isn't that pretty?
And it's a beautiful pool.
So then I went and I was talking to a friend the following day and I said, oh, yeah, I went to that pool. And he said, is that the one down in Glen Ira? Is that the one with the diving board? And I went, no. What are you talking about? And he goes, pretty sure there's a diving board there. Mm. Is that the one I'm thinking of? And I said, no, you must be wrong because I was there yesterday.
Yep.
And then I followed up by speaking to you on the Sunday and said, oh, I went swimming at Glen Iron Pool. Now, ladies and gentlemen, Dean Murphy's a diving coach, not a swimming coach.
No.
But hey, if I'm not gonna bow down that quickly. Okay. I doubled down on this.
You did not believe me.
I went swimming yesterday at Glen Iron Pool. It's really nice. And Dean goes, I used to coach the boys from Brian Grammar there. And I said, what, in swimming?
Yes.
And he goes, no, in diving, you idiot. And I said, what do you mean? He goes, there's a 5 metre diving board there.
This is diving boards all over the place. It's actually really big.
It's but the thing is, I was still perplexed by that. I had to drive past it.
You still didn't believe me.
No, I still was a bit. I thought that you guys had the wrong venue. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I won't be referring to myself as an observational comedian anymore. And there is, fact, a very big diving board.
Been there forever.
On the other thing you said, okay, oh, I hate this bit where you're trying to get in the pool because we're at Mum and Dad's pool. Oh, you know, where it's got to go over your shoulders. I hated this yesterday at the pool. And you go, it's a heated pool. I didn't notice that either.
No.
I don't think I'm very bright.
Really?
Yeah, I think I dropped on my head. Mum had me standing up.
This is a lovely studio that we've moved into.
Oh, my goodness. It's like sitting in a fridge. I don't need anything to make me feel like I'm going through the chain. Like, you know, that look, the biology, pause. It'll happen at some stage, but every time I walk in there, it feels like it's happening all at once.
Yeah, no, you don't need that. Hey, lots of messages coming through. This one came through from Scotty.
Yes, just referring to me. I just had a bit of a rant because somebody's trying to say that Julie Andrews did blackface. She didn't. She was cleaning a chimney, for God's sake. Anyway.
We've gone barking mad, haven't we?
I'm furious. Anyway, hi, Anna and Dean. Can I just say PC is out of control now?
Yeah,
the world has lost its sense of humour. As my boss used to say, Scott, know your audience. I need to take that on board, actually. Always offending someone. That's all. Scotty.
Thanks,
okay,
Scotty.
Fabulous.
And Brad sent this one through because we're talking about your inability to be observant.
Observe anything.
And you're doing observation comedy. It kind of doesn't make sense.
No, I think maybe I'm just going to start telling jokes that I heard on the internet.
You should. Brad sent this one through.
It said, I too can confirm that Glen Iron Pool has a diving board.
Yeah,
Anna.
It's always had one.
Yeah, look, see, for those that are playing along at home, I know that now because I drove past it.
But you were swimming at the pool. That's the whole thing.
I actually even
at the pool,
said,
couldn't see the diving board or the pool. You didn't even know there was an actual separate pool. Which is right next to the other one.
One of my friends said, oh, dog, you would have been too busy looking down trying to hold yourself into your keeny while you got in there without anyone seeing. Thanks.
Your keeny.
Yeah, I know.
You know how I'm a big fan of Pablo Escobar?
Yeah, which is, he's an anti-hero.
He's an anti-hero.
Like
just like the show Narcos.
Narcos.
And anyway, I'm watching this other one on Netflix. It's called Surviving Escobar.
So you're only watching that because there's an actor in there you think is hot.
Yes,
you told me already.
Yes, but it's a
see-through,
very
transparent
long series, and it's about Pablo Escobar's right-hand man, sort of. He was a hitman who's hot and he does bad things, but he's very nice to look at.
Enigmatic.
Anyway, this is what.
Great. Next, you'll tell me you think Ted Bundy was hot too. Actually, people did think he was hot.
Oh, no, that's the problem.
Weird.
Good eyes, nice eyes. Now, here's one for you though. A pop-up bar named after the infamous drug lord, Pablo Escobar, has launched a controversial burger and a movie. And I'm laughing at it because it's creative. I don't know whether it's going to last too long, but they deliver the. It's called Pablo's Escoburgers.
Pablo's Escoburgers.
it's in Paran.
Of course it is.
In Melbourne. And it's named after the former Colombian cartel leader. And it basically is a burger and it's got a line of white powder on the top of it.
Oh, dear.
And it comes with a rolled up note.
Right.
Yes.
Okay.
I live in the area. I live in the hood. I'll have to
burger.
Drop in and have a look at that one.
Those two things don't really go hand in hand from what I hear, though, because I believe one of them's an appetite suppressant. I could be wrong.
Yeah.
Not sure.
No, but anyway, creative.
Anyway, very good. Congratulations to the Esco Pablo thing? Bar. What is it called? Esco Pablo? Esco Burger Bar? Pablo Esco Burger.
I can't find the... Oh, that's the wrong one. Get off. We just had two messages straight away from people asking, what was the name of the burger shop?
Oh, I'm terribly sorry. I got tongue-tied.
And it's Pablo's Escaburger.
Pablo's Escaburger. Sorry, I messed that right up.
It's actually really, really creative. I love that. Yeah.
There's a reason why you should never work with animals, children, or siblings. Murphy's Law Radio Show, only on Joy 94.9.
Comes out, I don't know, it just makes me very happy.
You know what makes me happy?
What?
Ariana Grande mugging up a tattoo.
It's very dangerous these days, I think, with when you're going to go for Japanese symbols, particularly, yes, or Chinese or anything like that. How much do you trust the tattooist?
Well, she got a new single coming out called Seven Rings.
Yeah.
And so she decided to get a little tattoo.
She did indeed.
In a Japanese-style symbol whatever.
Yeah.
And would you like to tell the people what it got translated to?
Well, yes, but they've said, oh, look, you know, that's great, but it doesn't really signify that. What she got tattooed on in... it translates to, now I can't say it, shishirin anyway.
Well, that was good.
It translates as a small barbecue grill, which is fabulous.
I love that.
You know, so
none of us are perfect.
But
I love that.
Yeah, like I think she actually did alert people and say, yeah, no, that's great. I'm sorry, I messed that up. I'll go and get lasered off and I'll try and fix it.
Give it a go.
And then just did say... yeah, but I like little barbecue grills as well. I'm just saying.
Yes.
For people in the spotlight, it's fairly risky these days,
it is,
I think,
it is,
to go and get something if you don't fully understand or trust the tattooist.
Wait, didn't you tell me the other day you were going to get a tramp stamp?
I think the words I said was I'm thinking about getting a tattoo. I never said tramp stamp and I would never get one like that. So clearly, A, not listening.
Yeah.
B, no, this is, and C, okay. So with the Japanese symbols, I wanted to say.
Yes.
Has no one's learned from Jimmy Barnes.
No.
Back in the day.
Yes.
Cold Chisel, on their record cover, he just thought it would be a good idea to put on a headband.
That's right.
It's an iconic photo, a headband with Japanese symbols on it. And no one told him. It was upside down. That's right, it's that time that we love. We're heading out to the roads, the colder outbound. It's a little sluggish after eating McDonald's twice on Saturday at 10 minutes. Eastern outbound had limited sleep Friday and Saturday and is now crawling home at 18 minutes. Monash Freeway is recovering from riding a giant inflatable unicorn and is now moving like a snail at 76 minutes. And the Princess outbound broke a heel at Pride and is limping home at 17 minutes.
Oh, I love that.
That's your weekend theme. Road traffic.
This what are awesome they winning? Double pass to go to the Gymnastics World Cup.
What?
Have you ever been to one of these?
No.
I have.
Are they amazing?
It is amazing. I don't understand
how people's bodies can bend like that. I'm struggling these days just sitting in a chair.
Can you touch your toes?
Yeah, I can, but it hurts
can
like
you?
Hell. Yeah,
hammies. You'd be able to get down there.
Shut up. Just hearing about a beautiful swan dive that took place yesterday at Pride on top of two giant inflatable unicorns. Mm. My dear brother here, who happens to be a springboard diver with a rainbow cape on.
Well,
and there's video footage.
I thought, hey, look, someone needed to liven it up.
This might be why it's a bit quiet tonight, because people are recovering from watching the sheer horror.
Are you saying we haven't got any listeners this afternoon?
We have. They've been participating, but just, like, I feel like everyone's a little bit sleepy.
If anyone was down at the St Kilda Bowling Club yesterday afternoon and happened to see a... raging person in a rainbow cape doing a dive onto a unicorn.
If this is what midlife crises look like, I think you're making it fabulous.
I'm having a great time.
Yeah.
And it's only going to get better from here because we've got a double pass to give away to the Gymnastics World Cup coming direct to Melbourne Arena this February. Now, how are you going to give them away? I thought about this. Why don't we do it sort of like you've got to give your name and a position like Peter Pike or Tony Tuck.
Oh.
You know, or something like that. So give us your name and what position or move you can do as a gymnastic move.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Righto, Katie Cartwheel.
Katie Cartwheel.
Henry Handstand.
That's it. Now you've got it.
Oh, dear.
You can
use those ones if you like.
You can use those ones. Yep. Pauline has sent through one. She's gone a little bit off track. I didn't say, it's not about the Olympics. And Pauline pole vault. Yeah, I know where you're going with it, but it's actually got to be gymnastics.
Pauline pole vault. I quite like it though.
Yeah.
But I think you confused people before because Tim said Sally splits.
Yeah, you can do the splits.
But no, Sally's not his name though. Oh.
Right, now you've got to send in your name and what it is. Because Kylie got it right. She said Kylie Calisthenics. Is that calisthenics in gymnastics? It is, isn't it?
Rob, and Betty said Betty Backflip.
Betty Backflip, I love that. Robert, Robert Rings. You know how you do that?
Robert Rings.
There you go. It's that easy. Probably one of the stupidest competitions we've ever run.
Oh, no, hush your silly mouth.
They're participating.
In 7 years, you reckon that's the stupidest thing we've ever done?
It's not,
I reckon
right
Breeder
there.
Wants a Hubby was probably worse.
Didn't you like that?
No.
No, we haven't recovered.
No.
What's that story you're
Now, this one's tickled my funny bone because,
here we go.
You know, people are getting fed up. Breastfeeding mothers are getting fed up for being told to go somewhere private.
Well, why
and feed your baby.
Should you? You're feeding
it's a
natural child.
Act.
Stop
the
it.
Baby needs. It's not sexual. It's milk. It's a bloody keep the baby alive thing. Get over it, people. It's 2019.
Yeah, good.
Anyway,
good rant.
So this lady in England, furious, has taken to
which one? Was she breastfeeding?
No, the other one. So she's written a post and she said to the lady in Dartford Park who thought it was appropriate to breastfeed her baby whilst my child and very easily distracted husband sat nearby.
Oh, that's all about that.
I don't think it was necessary for you to react the way you did just because I asked you to go somewhere private, telling me to F off and squirting me with your boobs. It was incredibly uncalled for. I hope you're ashamed of yourself.
So
I think she should be very proud of herself.
Clap. I think she
needs. That she needs the movie. Well,
yeah.
That's exactly what should happen
Kinorama.
To you. And I think
great.
Every breastfeeding mother out there, you should listen.
Squirt it up.
Away. If people tell you off.
Just squirt away.
Do it.
Boom. That's a hot little track, isn't it? Love that one.
Oh,
ain't
I liked
too
that
proud
too.
To beg.
Had me tapping my feet.
Absolutely. Now, the competition to win these gymnastic passes for the world title thing.
Has gone off.
Gone crazy this afternoon.
Heaps more. Robin Ribbons.
Robin Ribbons, I like that.
And we've had Terry Tumbler.
Yep. And
and Maddie Mount.
Maddie Mount. Oh, Maddie. This one came through as well. Heidi Horizontal Bar. Tony Trampoline. That's how easy it is. It's a fun
so
game.
It's so easy.
It's a fun game.
Oh, my God. I want to win these tickets.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Maybe. What would you be?
Oh, I don't know. I've tried. I tried in my head before to think of something with the
Anna A. Aerial Artist.
There you go.
There you go.
Anna Aerial. Yeah, that was good.
Mm.
I don't know.
We'll work on
it. We know that wouldn't be the case if I actually did it, though.
No.
Spanner splits. No, somebody else
there
said
you
splits.
Go.
I can't do that.
Do you want to hear a really good story?
I would like to hear something other than my own head. Right. Yes. So.
Well, here's a story for you.
Yes.
Disturbing new dog grooming trend has popped up around the world. People are smearing glitter on their pooch's testicles.
They're doing what?
Photos of dogs with decorated private parts have been shared on social media. Owners have stressed that it's edible. Edible glitter, which you can apply with corn syrup. It's completely safe for the pooch. Now, my Dawson Henry Bouvier Cooper Murphy, my schnauzer.
He needs rainbow.
Well, he hasn't got testicles.
Oh.
But, I don't really feel like I need to go and rub, edible glitter on his lipstick, for example. Like, you don't really.
Why?
Yeah, why are we talking about this?
One has to ask why it needs to be edible.
Because
they lick each other's balls.
Yeah, they lick. That's how they're going. Good on you. Lick, lick. You know, happy.
Happy eye. And they stick them. It's not okay.
Good. If you're going. Well,
what sicko came up with
what's
this?
What's that old saying? You can't polish a turd, but you can roll it in edible glitter? Is that the one?
Is it? It's going to take off, that one.
Heidi Horizontal Bar, and we've got. This one's just come through.
We've got Samantha Spread Eagle. I like that.
Because there is.
And we've got Somersault Simo.
Oh, Somersault Simo.
That's
look,
from
that's
Simo,
how you do it.
The Paris end of East St Kilda.
Should we give it away now? What do you reckon?
Well, we can, and we threw them all in a barrel.
Yeah.
Which is lucky because Terry Tumbler took it out.
Good on you, Tezza.
Oh, Tezza from Coburg.
Tickets coming right at you. Have you been watching that terrible, revolting show,
Married
at First Sight?
I have a confession to make. Like, I might have had, I had our comedy night on Friday night, which went very well, and it's very festive, and we like to have fun.
Yep.
So, therefore, that rendered me useless for most of Saturday.
Right.
I spent a lot of time on the couch, and every year I try and resist this show, Married at First Sight, and then something happens, and I end up binge watching it all day on Saturday.
Can't do it.
And then I end up watching it again last night.
Can't do it. Hate its guts.
Obsessed. Right, so look, there's just some cuties in there. There really are. A lot of them can
Who's
go just
the virgin? I just saw an ad on that.
Okay, well, worth watching? His name, I've just got to scroll back up because you've thrown me. Where's he? Oh, yes. Matthew.
Matthew.
Sweet Matthew.
Yep.
Of course you've gone straight there. He'd be your type too if he was gay. I was just thinking that.
Yes, he would be.
He's quite lovely. And sorry, this doesn't have them in couples because like they were trying others. So I'm just going through the list of the men. Now, Sam's the New South Wales tradie who gets the crazy blonde one. If anyone's paying attention to this, I'm not sure that I'm doing it justice because I don't have everyone's names. Anyway.
All I've seen is a brief moment with some Indian dude.
Okay, so his name is Dino.
Dino.
And he's very spiritual.
I saw that.
He's very
spiritual. He's ended up with
nothing wrong with that.
No, that's great. But he's ended up with the absolute nutbag. What's her name?
Well, like, hang on, just talk amongst yourself for a moment.
All I saw is that's not going to work.
No, look, it doesn't look. And she keeps saying I'm not spiritual, and she's not. I'm just trying to find her name. Where is she? Of course, she's going to be at the bottom. Melissa.
Melissa. She's really annoying, isn't she, Melissa?
Well, yeah, they all are. What are you talking
Where
about?
Where did they find her?
Oh, I don't know. They had a casting
call.
Tell
me more about the show.
Well, you've thrown me because I need to print these things off. You just like talk about Married at First Sight, and I don't. You know, that's how amazing.
You told me that you're watching it all weekend, and you don't know any of their names or anything.
No, I don't because I don't pay that much attention.
No, it's not worth it.
There's a real bitch on there called Jessica. There you go.
What does she do?
She's just annoying. And then there's a radio announcer, Elizabeth.
There was a radio announcer in there.
Yeah, there's a lot of them.
What are you going on the show? Why don't you go on it?
Do you know what? This is the funniest thing. Somebody at work said to me the other day, you should go on it.
I was
like, can you imagine? No, I can't. And I said to one of my friends the other day who suggested it as well, I said, listen, I would be hopeless because my face does not lie.
No.
Nor does my mouth.
No.
Can you imagine if I turned around or I arrive or trust up and there's someone and I just don't click with?
Chasing love in all the wrong places. You might as well do it on the show.
I would clearly only go on it for fame. We know that.
Yeah, that's it.
There's no 15
seconds.
But then you'd have to be in a house with them. Yeah. I just like to be in my house with my dog and my cat nowadays.
Yeah.
I'm not falling for any of that love hocus pocus.
Yeah, but if you're only going to get married once and you know it's not going to work out that long, they pay for the whole thing, don't they?
I still have the fantasy that I might actually one day get married for love. I am not going to do this.
But why don't you just do it for fame? It's, you know, and you still get a wedding. They pay for it. You don't have to.
See what you're saying.
You don't have to dive into your own finances.
No, because then you'd be on television because you'd have to be. I would actually have to go out.
Take her. I'd be in the front row. Take her.
I would have.
Take her.
I would have to actually go out and hire actors to be in the crowd because none of my friends and family would be trustworthy.
No.
You'd be like Mick the Farmer's best man who got up and told stories about him taking Viagra after drinking all day and being disgusting.
Yep.
Like, what an idiot.
Yeah. Was it really that bad, though? Like, it wasn't good. No, it wasn't good.
Actually, you've got a terrible reputation for speeches. We should go on the show because you would be next year's version of that guy.
Oh, I did a speech for your last birthday. You said it was good.
I thought it was good too.
I found a little roasty
around the edges.
Roasty.
When you just wanted to talk about the red flags that I don't look at in relationships because I didn't already know that after my terrible year.
But that's a good thing about Married at First Sight. If you went on it, there's so many red flags, it would be over before you're actually in it. Do you know what I mean? So you know that that's not going to work, but you just do it anyway.
I don't want a wedding day that
Come on,
much.
You should do. You've been saying it for years. You want to walk down the aisle. Do it and do it on TV and get some fame out of it, maybe a bit of cash. Do they win a cash prize at the end of it? I might go to a song. Panic at the Disco.
I don't know how the greatest show. Ended up being your fall guy for all this stuff. Breida wants a wife. Now I'm going on Married at First Sight.
Why not?
I'm too old for the Bachelorette, so that's fair enough.
That's okay.
Whatever.
That ship sailed. TikTok.
Well, now listen to me, ladies and gentlemen. This is the best thing I think I've ever heard in my life.
What is it?
Apparently, studies have said, now research, you know how much I love research.
Oh, yeah.
But they've said people who are regulars at a pub or a club are more trusting and satisfied with life. It's been proven.
Wow.
So if you go regularly to a pub, the same one, or a club, apparently you're a more well-rounded person.
Yeah. Good.
But, well, I'm hoping that that counts for my new bowls club that I just joined because the prices are like 1970s.
Well, I went to the RSL club with mum and dad.
Well, the RSL would count.
And they're well-rounded people down there. They have big plates of food and lots of grog. They're interesting places, RSLs, if you've never been.
They're heaven. Heaven. I love an Ari.
Yes. Little poker machines. And
they're good, but isn't that great? They've researched it now and it's good for your health.
Great. I love your research.
I know, isn't it amazing?
Fabulous.
Traffic for Melbourne.
That's right. For the last time tonight, heading out to the Roses, the colder outbound is gagging, trying to eat a scorpion in an eating challenge at 8 minutes. Yeah. Eastern outbound is starving after losing the last challenge and winning no stars at 20 minutes. The Monash outbound is trying not to move and breathe in the Viper Room at 70 minutes. And the Princess outbound has a black eye and concussion from the massive ball thing that just took it out at 70 minutes.
Join the dots on that one.
Did we join the dots?
Yeah.
Wow. That's your I'm a Celebrity Get Me Out of Here version of the traffic. Look at that.
Yeah, now listen, you, Anna Smurfy, pants, you look like you've got something to get off your chest.
Well, I'm actually very annoyed.
All right.
Because I have been in my home for less than about the time we started this show last year,
right,
I moved into my new house.
Yeah, you did too.
In the middle of a breakup.
That's always hard. You know, breakups and moves, two of the hardest things, most stressful things, and you did them all at the same time.
All at the same time and comedy festival all at the same time.
Yep.
Anyway, so that was April.
Yep.
Last week, it ticked over into the first day of February.
Right.
And my real estate agent sent me an email saying, oh, the landlord would like to renew your lease for another year and put up the rent by $5 a week.
What do you mean?
Oh, I don't know what we're waiting for there. Boo, exactly. Thank you. That was the latest sound effect in the history. Was better.
Yeah.
So my issue is that just before that I had a ceiling fan that broke and so the owner came around to fix it and we got along like a house on fire and she was very thankful that I'm looking after the place so well. And then the real estate agents knew. And so she came around 2 days later to do the yearly inspections. I was like, this is just ridiculous. And then all of a sudden we're getting a rent increase and I'm looking after the house so well. And I know what you're thinking. It's only $5 a week. But
it's the principle of the matter, isn't it?
That the lease is not up to April.
Yeah.
It was barely.
Might be only $5 a week or a cup of coffee. Cup of coffee a week.
Don't you? It's just the price of a cup of coffee.
No, it is.
I am a single mother of two daughters.
It's like $1, not even $1 a day.
I have four legs and I can leave them at home on their own unattended.
Like 70 cents a day.
I hate you
now. No, I'm just saying, but everyone did that. If the electricity bills went up by 20 and this went up by 20.
I feel like just because I said to her.
You rolled that paper up like you
because I'm going to smack you on the nose like a dog if you don't shut up. I feel like because I told her that I was really keen to stay put for the time being because I had five bloody house moves in 3 years due to that idiot that I dated. Yeah. And it's cost me a lot of money.
I knew that the
and
anger.
And so I just am happy to stay put.
Hurt,
I feel like
sadness,
she is
anger,
taking
acceptance.
Advantage of me because I have no desire to leave and I've just done the garden. I've paid money for that. I've done lots of work in it. I've kept it nice.
Yep. Yep.
And I know what you're saying, it's only $5 a week and I will pay
it's 70 cents a day. But
I'm really unhappy.
I'd like to hear from five listeners right now if you agree with Anna Murphy that
I'm really unhappy. I feel like
hard
she's
done
a
by. And
I'm already working 13 jobs.
Sympathise with her. Let us know. 0427JOY949.
I feel better though.
On it, you should.
Can I just say?
You should. You should.
Because you shouldn't go to bed with that stuff inside.
No.
Because that's the stuff that'll cause.
It's better to have an empty house than a bad tenant, isn't it?
That'll cause wind.
And you're a bad tenant. That's why your rent's getting put up.
I'm not a bad tenant. I like to sometimes think that perhaps maybe I voice what other people are thinking. And it appears that this topic has hit home with some of the listeners because I'm furious after being told I'm such a good tenant and looking after the place and you can stay as long as you like.
Yep.
Literally 4 days later, my real estate have told me that my rent's going up from the landlord,
that
$5
hurts.
A week. Well, no, don't patronise me.
No, it does
hurt. It bloody does hurt. I felt taken advantage of. Anyway, so we've got this. I agree with Anna. To get a new tenant is going to cost a lot more than 250. 250 extra a year they ask, and tell them no. Unfortunately, because of then maybe going, it's only $20, doll. I've already said yes. So I feel very taken advantage of it. I'm annoyed. Anyway, this one said, many years ago, my partner and I rented a house and painted the interior, thinking that the lovely old lady who owned it, saying that she was grateful for our good tenancy, but then she put the freaking house up for sale the following month. I feel for you, Anna. It just ain't right.
She made it look so good. She said, well, I can clean up and get a good price for this now.
No, and this one says, oh, I'm sorry. I'm just so angry with this topic. I forgot the name of it, but I'm a 40-ish year old with two dogs, one cat, and rented two. Cheers, Tamsin. Yeah, it's not fair.
No, it's not.
And it's bloody expensive living on your own. And I'm too old and annoying to live with other people.
No, no one should live with you.
Clearly, I've not managed to keep anyone in my world, in my homing.
Can you wonder why with rants like that? But, you know, what we're talking about,
I don't rant like this when I'm away from you. It's something that you bring out in me. Just saying.
That's it. That's the end of the show.
For our show,
we did have Tim here. He is the mortar in the bricks.
He really does keep this crazy old train on its tracks.
I'd like to apologise to anyone who popped the unicorn down to the bowling club yesterday.
Did you pop it?
I landed on it and popped it, yep.
You popped the unicorn.
I burst the unicorn.
You bloody rotter. Do you know, little children might have been walking past that and their dreams crushed. They see this aging raging flying through the air with a cape on and then burst the bloody unicorn. That's not what dreams are made of, doll.
I think it's like bad luck to pop a unicorn.
Yeah, it's not a good thing. It can't be considered good luck.
No.
Anyway, it's Chinese Lunar Year.
Yeah, well, we can hear it. I thought a crane was falling over downstairs, but it's not. It's like Chinese New Year. What do you call it? Lunar Year.
Like as in the moon.
Right. Good one. What were they shooting off down the street?
I have cannons, probably.
Cannons, okay. Good on them. Happy New Year.
I don't know
China.
Whether you say that. I'm not sure.
Happy Lunar to China.
Happy.
That's it from us. We are out of here. We will catch you next week. Ciao. Ciao, ciao.
Ciao, ciao.
Ciao, ciao.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.